Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. And did you hear what's coming back to Starbucks?
This is a good thing because don't be messing with the coffee. We've got our routines.
Yes. Okay. Well, Starbucks is making some changes to their in-store policies.
Oh.
Starting this week, they're bringing back the condiment bar so you can add your sweeteners and your milks. If you're like me and you like to turn your coffee into candy, now you can. You can add as much as you want. It's awesome. They're also offering the free refills yet again on certain beverages, which is exciting as well. And, and they are going back to writing your names on the cups.
Yes, we love it. Thank you very much.
I don't know if you do love it or not. Some people have they aren't big fans. I know, as an Elizabeth. If you put Liz on that coffee, I'm not grabbing it. That's not my name. I didn't say Liz. I said Elizabeth. Get it right. But my friend, Coral, she's hilarious because she used to post all the time on her social media all the ways that they would spell Coral wrong. She'd be Carol.
Those poor baristas.
She'd be Carl. That was me. Sometimes with a C, sometimes with a K, two L's. And she's like, coral reefs, coral. Like, why is that so hard? I actually heard a rumor. Friends of mine that worked at Starbucks, and some of them worked higher up, said they purposely would spell things wrong because they would get free advertising.
Sure.
People are going to post the pictures and things.
Free. Yeah.
Because Starbucks used to not do any advertising until they needed to.
Mm-hmm.
Once the competition showed up. All these fast food places now have coffees. Then they started doing more of their advertising.
Yeah.
But this made me think, Radar, about a game that we have played here on the air.
Oh, let's do it.
And we love it. If we were your baristas at Starbucks and you were to give us your name, could we spell it? Could we get it right? So we want you to call in, tell us your name, and we are going to do our best at trying to spell it.
And y'all have some unique spellings of names.
Know.
It's like, whoa, how did you get that out of that? What?
I know.
But we're
going to
try.
And sometimes the way that you say the name isn't necessarily how it's spelled.
It's like a name spelling bee.
It is.
We're good. We're good to go here.
Yes.
Let's do it.
414-432-1099. Do you have a name that people struggle to spell? We want to try and see how good we can do this. And maybe it's your kids' names, your family members' names. We're gonna see. We're gonna play along here with you and try to spell your names. Again, the number is 414-432-1099. 1099 name.
Oh, are we gonna say the phone number backwards too? 9901. No, we're not gonna do that.
All right. Okay, we got people calling in right now.
Let's
see how this is gonna work. We'll get to your calls coming up, but first a break from our sponsors. Karen, you said it's your dad's name you want us to spell?
Yes. My dad's name is Narcissus.
Wait, like
your
narcissist?
Dad's a narcissist?
Truly, but no, his first name is Narcissus.
What nationality is that?
Well, he's Polish, but...
Dobrze!
Did you go by Nick or something like that, something shorter?
No, he shortened it to Narcy, N-A-R-C-Y.
Okay.
Narcy. Oh, my gosh.
Narcissus.
Okay. Narcissus.
And he gets Darcy, Marcy, Nancy. He gets all the female names.
I bet she does.
Nobody, okay, so nobody can even spell Narcy.
So. All right, we're going to try this, Karen, since you spelled Narcy. That kind of helped. N-A-R-C, is it I-S-I-S-S?
Okay,
Narcissus?
That's Radar's guess. Mine's a little different than yours.
Is it? Okay, go for it.
N-A-R-C-I-S-S-U-S.
Yes, it's just like the plant.
Oh, like a plant. He's named after a plant.
Tak! That means yes in Polish.
It's a flowering perennial, but he was named after his great uncle that went off to war. His mom wasn't sure he was coming back. His only two brothers got Raymond and Robert. And he got Narcissus.
You know what, though? It's memorable. That's the thing. It's a memorable name. People know your
dad. Time.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Karen.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you got
for
it.
Sure. Call us again.
I will. Thanks.
All right. Bye. All right. So, line number two here. What is your name?
My first name is Aaron Giroux.
It's not Aaron. It's Aaron Giroux.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never heard this name in my life. What nationality is this?
I'm black and white. I'm mixed.
Okay.
But my mom, I go by AJ typically, but my mom wanted AJ to stand for something.
Oh, you just gave us a little hint. We now know it might start with an A. I would say you are standard Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, J-E-R-R-O-H, Radar.
Okay, I'm going to try a little bit different. I'm going to say A apostrophe A-R-O-N-J-E-R-O-H.
So Elizabeth got the Aaron part right.
Okay.
It is normal. Have you ever heard of the Milwaukee singer Al Jarreau?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm named after him, actually.
Really?
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And so how is he spelled? I thought it was like J-E.
It's J-A-R-R-E-A-U. Kind of like French, but it's not a French name.
That's right. That's what it is. Al Jarreau. Yes.
How do people say your name, though?
Aaron Jarreau.
Not as beautiful and, I'm sorry, sexy as your name.
That is solid.
Your name is beautiful.
AJ, that's really cool.
Your name sounds like velvet.
Thank you so much.
The velvety sounds of Al Jarreau.
Yeah, Al Jarreau. Yeah. Hey,
you want to know why real quick?
Sure.
Is that your dad?
So, no.
Oh,
my
I was dad, just out of there. You're going to drop this bomb on us.
Are you a junior?
No, my dad went through high school with him, believe it or not.
No way. Small world, man.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Small walkie strikes again. Well, I don't know that you've ever called into the show before.
Yeah, buddy.
No, I've not. I've been listening for a while now. Well, since I was in high school.
Well, AJ,
in the mornings.
Don't be a stranger, man.
Yeah, AJ, you need to call us again.
I will 100% call again.
Well, have a wonderful day. Great to chat with you.
You too. Thank you so much.
Bye. All right, we've got some folks here on line three. Who's in the car?
This is Vito.
And?
And another Vito.
And another Vito.
Vito.
Okay, now I was chatting with you guys off the air. I know your sister, Vito. I played volleyball with your sister, so I don't know if I can be a part of this conversation.
You're going to put me on the spot, Elizabeth?
I know how to spell your name.
I know. I think you have an advantage here.
I totally. It's the parentes. I totally have an advantage. Radar, good Italian name.
All right.
How do you think you spell Vito?
I had friends that were Italian growing up. V-I-T-O. Vito, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of people spell it with
V-E-T-O. Oh, sure. What, are you a president?
You've been vetoed. Oh, my gosh.
That's hilarious, man.
Well, thank you for listening to the show. Goodbye, Vetoes. And please say hello to your family and say hi to Angie.
Sure will. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you, too.
All right. So we've got time for at least one more, right?
At least one more. We are trying to see if we can spell your names. We've played this game before on the air. It's really fun. But what kicked it off is because Starbucks has announced they're going to start writing names on the cups again. And they a lot of times get the names wrong. I get it. They're busy. They're making your drinks.
Yeah.
Okay. So who is this on the phone?
This is Sarah.
Okay. Well, you want us to spell Sarah?
No. So my drink gets stolen at Starbucks all the time because my name is too common. But
I'm driving my daughter's carpool right now, and her name is Eloise, and it gets misspelled all the time.
Eloise. Well, now, we have friends with a daughter named Eloise, so I might be at an advantage with this one.
Right. But go for it.
It's not always a common name. Eloise.
I was going to say Eloyse.
Elizabeth, you're right.
Yeah!
What is up, man? I feel like I won the name game, man.
You did it.
That's
name
amazing.
Game champion, Elizabeth.
Sarah, Eloise, thanks for sharing your mornings with us. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, you too.